Well, God bless you, Sister Carol Kasem. Thank you for responding with the seed of 5511. And yes, you've already received the word of the Lord from me personally as you listen to that prophecy. But also, you're going to get a chance to, after I finish, to go back and review and listen to the word that was spoken to you live on the conference call. I want to thank you, woman of God. And let us not break this divine prophetic connection. There's so many things that Father God has in store for thee, and you're going to prosper because you're moving into mastery. You're moving into a season of a brand new anointing. You're moving into a season where God's glory shall surely rest upon thee. For the Lord says, I'm expanding you and I'm opening you up, woman of God, and you're going to begin to prosper, and you're going to touch, and you're going to do some great things, saith the Lord of hosts. For as I dig into the spirit, I heard the Lord say unto me, woman of God, that you're going to begin to see that between now and the next 7 years, it's going to be a time when you're going to be more independent. It's going to be a time when you're going to stand up for yourself and your rights. You will face situations in which you're going to have to choose between standing up for what you think is right versus giving in to another person's demands. And yet you will have to struggle to strengthen and to know your own willpower. And yet you're going to learn to be firm and trust your own judgment. For the Lord says, do not run with the crowd, but be all that I've called thee to be. And yet the whole lesson represents the frontiers of your consciousness. Therefore, you're going to have experiences and some things that you will go through, but you will prosper. For the Lord says, do not allow yourself to get into arguments, exploding with bursts of aggression. For the Lord says, this is not of me. Do not be intimidated by others. Do not let frustration and anger build within you until you're ready to act, until you're ready to act on your own deepest instincts. Woman of God, you're going to learn a lot as you're setting your values. For the Lord says, I love thee, woman of God, with an everlasting love. And you're going to see great growth, for this shall surely be thy portion. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a lifting up. For the Lord will say unto thee, woman of God, that prepare yourself, for there shall be a newness that shall come upon thee. Prepare, for you will see an awesome move of the Spirit. For I bring you into a time of spiritual expansion. I bring you into a time of illumination. And you're going to grow in understanding and in wisdom, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, as you embrace the path that I have ordained for thee to walk into, you're going to see that Father God says, I'm going to enlarge your territory. And you will come into a time of deep satisfaction of the knowing and all that I have called thee to be. Between now and your next birthday, woman of God, know that you will have much understanding and much insight. It shall be a time in which you're going to deal with money and power and authority. You're going to have an opportunity to begin to elevate your financial status, saith the Lord of hosts, as well as personal growth. It's going to be a time when you're going to meet the best and the worst. And yet you must exercise caution in everything that you do and every decision that you make. Also, God says, be aware of your surroundings. And you're going to see that between now and the next 3 years. For the Lord says, prepare. Thank you, woman of God, for new openings and new beginnings that are coming your way. The Lord says, I'm with thee, and I will surely, surely, surely cause you to prosper. Thank you, Sister Carol, for releasing the seed and moving on in faith as you've listened to the word that I've given you. Now, let's listen back again to what God spoke on the live call. God bless you, woman of God. Peace.
Prophetess Cheryl, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Carol Kasem, who's documented her seed?
Sister, well, I actually heard Prophetess Carol Kasem. I hear the word of the Lord for you. God is elevating you in this season. And pack your bags for travel, saith God, for there's a much needed rest with you. God is increasing your joy and laughter. And be mindful what you drink and eat in this season. The Lord is dealing with your diet. There's some dietary changes that needs to happen. Much more water in this season, much more fruits and vegetables. I don't know if you're challenging the areas of your legs, but I just see you'll feel better as you elevate your legs at night. He's doing something in your circulation. And there's just a whole total makeover, whole total restoration that's coming. That's why the trip is needed, saith the Spirit of the Lord. But be mindful what you eat and drink in the season, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I so agree with Prophetess Cheryl. If I heard Father God saying new dietary habits, and Father God says this is going to be a growing season. Father God says laughter is returning to thy family in this season. I do hear Father God saying there's going to be support and cooperation in the family. And I do hear Father God saying there's something with social networking that you're going to be doing. So, woman of God, God says rise up and know that the internet and computers are favorable and friendly to you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Woman of God, just review your bank and your financial statements. For I hear Father God saying there's going to be a hidden blessing, something with finance and banking, and that's the word of the Lord.